This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Incarcerated people inside Colorado's prisons are accusing the governor and the Department of Corrections of violating the state's anti-slavery law by forcing them to work. A class action lawsuit filed in Denver's district court yesterday claims inmates had their parole dates delayed as punishment for not working. A Department of Corrections spokesperson says the agency does not comment on pending litigation. Governor Jared Polis launched his re-election campaign this week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
In 2018, Polis ran on transformative promises about health care, education, and climate, and Democrats that year took full control of state government. This year, Republicans are hoping to regain some of those losses, and Polis's campaign message seems designed to counter them, with a focus on crime and the cost of living.
Look, we as a state can't address every issue you face. Some are a result of international or national issues. But what can we do? We can reduce your costs, save you money, and protect our amazing quality of life in Colorado.
Polis has proposed a range of relatively small reductions in government fees, but he's also talking about victories from his first term, such as the creation of the Colorado Option Health Plan and Universal Preschool. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Spectators and competitors at this weekend's state wrestling tournament will be required to show proof of vaccination or a negative test within 72 hours of entering Ball Arena. Coaches and wrestlers will have to prove they're COVID-free before the competition begins, and spectators will have to show proof at the door each day. Snow is in the forecast for the Front Range this afternoon and evening. 2 to 4 inches are expected. Highs will be in the 30s. This is CPR News and KRCC.